Hey guys, I'm Tim.
And I'm Bob.
This is the Board Game Rundown. Today we're going to talk about Kickstarter, a little bit of news, and Bob and I just went to a convention like a week ago, played a ton of games, saw a lot of new stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit about that again, because I know I talked about it last week, but who cares?
Yeah.
We'll do it again. It's my show. We'll do what we want, right?
We'll talk about what you want.
So first in Kickstarter, one that I'm pretty excited about. It might be the first Kickstarter that I will have backed in a while, and that's Ruination from Colossal Games.
Yeah.
Looks really neat. I got to see the miniatures and the board and a lot of the stuff up close. Bob actually got to play it.
I did.
Plays from 2 to 4 players. It's like post-apocalyptic Eurasia.
Yep.
You're trying to gain the favor of the Khan, right?
Yep.
The mighty Khan that rules.
Khan.
And one of the things I like about it, and this is aesthetics, is in their Kickstarter, there's like 3 pledge levels. It's like the dollar, just so you can be nosy and read the updates in the comments, right? Then there's like a $70 pledge, which is for the game, the expansion that comes with it, and all unlock stretch goals, right? And then there's like a $105 pledge. That's the game and the map, or a neoprene map for the map. And I guess there's like a higher one that's only like if you're going to go in with some buddies, right? And you get like
a
three of
them.
Right. But still, like technically really 2 pledges, one with the game and everything, and then the other one with the game and the neoprene map. I love it because I hate it when it's like, here's a $50 pledge and you get all the stretch goals and everything. And then they're like, add on this $30 expansion, add on this $20 expansion.
It's like flying on a plane. It's like, oh, it's only $30 a flight, but that suitcase is going to cost you
$400. Yeah, I hate that crap so much. And this is so nice
all
and easy. It's all up front. It's just there. I just want to click one button, get the things, and
give me
be
all
done.
The things.
And give me all the things. I just want to do this and be done.
Yeah.
Like, thank you. But anyways, the Colossal Games, they've had a lot of really good games. Terrors of London, Western Legends is huge. Mezzo, which is a game we got to see, and I'm super excited to play more of, like a real version. But Bob actually sat in on a demo of Ruination, so we're going to hear your thoughts on it.
It was pretty cool. It's dudes on a map,
right?
You know, territory control. And one of the neat mechanics behind it is there's 3 deck of cards, and those deck of cards are available to everybody. And there's one that's basically about moving, and there's one about combat, and there's one about production and things like that. So when it's your turn, you're going to pick one of those cards to activate, and you're going to do that thing. It's like, all right, well, I'm going to produce this turn to get some resources. And then it goes back around. You're like, all right, well, now I want to move, you know, and do some combat, so I'm going to use that middle card and move my guys and do some combat, things like that.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was a neat mechanic that you don't see in a lot of games. You have, you know, full disclosure as what all abilities are coming up, and you know what options are available to the person next to you. Like, oh, that's a really good combat card. I don't want him using it to attack me, so I'll just do a small skirmish over here to use that card up.
Right, just to burn it up.
Yeah, and hopefully there's something crappy underneath.
Right, right. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was a cool mechanic.
Because it's more than just dudes on a map. I mean, it is, but there's
some things behind
it, right? Some strategy to it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways,
so it was neat.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm going to back it.
There'll be about a week left when this pops, maybe just over a week left in the Kickstarter. So I would say to at least put some eyes on it, see if it's something for you. The miniatures looked awesome.
The miniatures were
and
very
we
cool.
saw pre-production miniatures.
Yeah, that was like a demo copy.
They're not even like the finished product. Yeah. So they're only going to look better.
Yeah.
And I mean, at the very least, they look like the ones we saw, and they're still really good.
Right. Yeah, they got a couple different tracks. Like, there's like a glory track, and then there's like a favor track. So as you earn more favor, there's a favor dice. So if you're in combat with somebody and the Khan favors you, you get to roll the favor dice, which gives you more stuff. So that's
I like
cool.
it. Yeah. I like it. That's rad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, guys, that's Ruination from Colossal Games. We got to meet a bunch of the dudes from Colossal
really cool
Games.
Guys.
Yeah, super.
Played some games with them.
Yeah, we just played other games with them. Actually, we could talk a little bit about that again when we get into our other stuff.
Yeah.
But another interesting Kickstarter. I don't have a lot of notes on it or anything, but I did see that looks really neat. Have you seen Paris on Kickstarter?
I have not.
So it's like you are building you're building Paris.
Okay.
But it's like in the 1890s, right after the World's Fair, right after the Eiffel Tower has been constructed.
Okay.
And so you're playing cards, basically, and you're building. I mean, you're
building things with
right?
cards.
With cards.
Okay.
It looks really neat, and it's probably without the piecemeal that accompanies most stories that I hear about Paris.
So
it doesn't stink.
Wow.
Really neat. There's like the really neat, what is that, the Arc de Triomphe, you know, like right in the middle.
Yep.
And everything kind of like spirals out from that. Like, it looks really neat.
That's
cool. I don't know. Take a look at Paris, right?
Yeah.
Looks neat.
Speaking of Kickstarters, I'll throw a curveball at you.
Do it.
Okay. Chronicles of Crime.
Oh, yeah.
I love Chronicles of Crime. It's a super neat, innovative kind of game, and they've got some expansions coming out on Kickstarter.
Right, and I will, full disclosure, usually like app-driven games. Uh-huh. Sometimes I'm like...
Not your favorite?
Well, I just get worried. I'm paranoid that they're going to not be supported. Right?
Oh,
you know, the support will fall off, and then they go away.
I see what you're saying.
But... Man, Chronicles of Crime.
It's neat.
I've only played through the first mission. I have the original core box, and I've only played through the first mission, but we had a blast.
Yeah.
We had a really good time. Mm-hmm. I want to play more. My only concern is, like, I'm worried we're going to, like, binge through a bunch of them and then not
have,
like,
not have any left.
Then I'll have to go get
there's
stuff.
There's quite a few stories on there now that you, okay. that you can play through, and we'd like to, like, cast it to the TV. So that way everybody can see, as you're moving the tablet around or whatever, everybody can see. You have one guy at the table pulling cards, and then everybody else is calling out what they see.
Sure.
It gets everybody involved more. Because sometimes you have one guy just looking at a phone, and everybody else is sitting around like, what do you see?
We played a Mansions of Madness game like that one time.
Oh, nice,
that
Oh, that's your sister's house. They played that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you in on that one?
I think I wasn't
in.
Yeah,
that's good.
That
that's cool. A good way to go.
It, yeah, it's for
it's really good. Yeah, so that new Kickstarter for that.
There's like three different, like, because they have in the core box, you get like a Redfield, which is like a... Stranger Things.
Oh, sure.
Redview, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And then you've got a noir.
Right.
And what's neat is as you do the different time frames, the people you have to help you, like, you know, the forensic scientists or whatever, well, they didn't have that noir, right? So it's like, oh, you could rough a guy up, you
nice.
Know, get some information out of him, things like that.
Right on.
And so, yeah, I like how they changed
so
the theme.
Thematic.
Thematically,
still...
yeah, it carries through. So it'd be nice to see what they do with the newer versions.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Lucky Duck Games.
Yep.
I strongly recommend Chronicles of Crime.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You can just... You can play it by yourself, really.
You can.
But I've sat down. I played, like, the first mission twice.
Okay.
And I sat down, like, I was showing my sister,
mm-hmm.
my younger sister, who I'm, like, slowly pulling into games.
Uh-huh.
And then I played it with some buddies, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a really good time both times. So, yeah. I like that curveball, man.
Yeah.
We hit that one out of the park. That was good. So... We're light on Kickstarter. This is going to be a bit of an abbreviated show, mostly because of technical
difficulties
on my fault. We had recorded one. We recorded one, but somebody hit the record button twice, so it started recording and then stopped recording. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever.
Take two.
Take two. So we'll briefly go into some news. Obviously, COVID-19, right? The coronavirus is going around.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff's getting canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say... Doesn't matter what your creed is, just be considerate of others, right? If you're not feeling good, stay home.
Yeah.
You know, if your favorite event gets canceled, it's a bummer, but trust me, people will be ready once everything kind of clears out and blows over. Everybody's going to go out and start playing games and getting together again.
Yeah. Have small meetups with, like, you know, a friend or two.
Yeah.
Play games with your family. I know it's weird, but you can play games with your family members and the people that live at your house.
Right. Well, you know, and speaking of that, I got a good story. Did you play the llama game with us at IndieCon?
No, but I heard you talking about
it. Okay. So we played this llama game, and it's cards, and you're trying to get rid of the cards in your hand.
Yeah.
And basically you've got numbers from 1 to 6,
and then
the llama,
uh-huh.
and then the llama rolls over.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought that, and we've been playing it with my 8-year-old. So
nice.
We've been playing with Mallory. The best thing about that game, we have tricked Mallory into becoming very good at adding because she knows her points, right?
Mm.
Like, because she is a way above average reader. She's really good at reading. We have no coaching with her on that or anything like that. But math, we've got to, like, sit her down. She can figure it out. It's just, like, making her try.
Right.
So we're playing the llama game, right? And she's got a 5, a 6, and a llama. And, you know, my wife looks at her and goes, Mallory, how many points do you have? And she goes, 21. And we're like, what?
That was quick.
And she's like, well, a llama's 10 and 5 plus 6 is 11, so that's 21. And we're like, yes, it is.
Nice.
Like, perfect.
Yeah.
And, like, so it's like, sweet, she's...
Right.
We are playing
Don't
this
tell
awesome...
Her she's learning.
Right. We're playing this awesome, like, fun, really light game.
Uh-huh.
But she is, like, her math skills are getting sharp just from playing that. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Try it out, man.
Right.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because we had to actually cancel our event, the Meeple Game Society... We had a 3-day weekend planned where we were going to play games and do a big raffle.
Mm-hmm.
And it served two purposes for us. First of all, to get people together and play games, right? I mean, that kind of event is usually like when we get to play like a game of Twilight Imperium. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have a lot of time with no commitments, so you can dedicate 5 hours
and
to a game.
you can get out like some of the big crunchy games and go to town. And then for us also as a nonprofit, I mean, we pay for the room. We looked and attendance was going to be way down because people were going to stay home. And I get it. So the other things that we would do to like raise money to pay for future events just weren't going to be there. Yeah. And the hotel that we worked with was fantastic. They refunded everybody their money, like no big deal, no mm-hmm. hassle. So the Meeple meetup or Meeple weekend is going to happen again. We are just waiting to see
how all this like pans out.
Yes.
And then pick a time.
Just let it all kind of blow over. Mm-hmm. Hopefully by the end of summer, right? Hopefully. We just do it again, mm-hmm. you know? So we're keeping an eye on Origins. Mm-hmm. Make sure Origins is going to happen Geek Way, right?
Yeah.
Like Gen Con. I mean, the big ones, right? Because like Adepticon got canceled. The Board Game Expo is getting canceled. I mean, so there's a bunch of trade shows and things like that are already getting canceled. And I get it. It's a bummer, but I get it. So, you know, just be patient.
Yeah.
Go talk to your game store. Make sure they got some good solo games or two-player games, right?
Yeah.
And have them order them for you and pick them up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like now's the time.
Yeah.
Because if you're not feeling great, stay home. Yeah. You know, play
stay
some
home,
games.
Figure out a new game.
Right, right. And then when everything's cool, you can just bust out and you can mm-hmm. teach all these new games. You have a bunch of new stuff to
hit
play.
Hit up the little Lysol, you'll be good.
Right, that's it, man. That's it.
Yeah.
So in much lighter stuff, much lighter news, we went to a convention called IndieCon.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about it last week on the show, but Bob wasn't here to talk about it.
I was not.
So what was some of your favorite things from IndieCon?
Well, apart from the people, like the nice thing about IndieCon is that it's an invite only. Everybody kind of knows almost everybody.
We're snobs.
We're snobs, yeah.
It's like 250 people.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's a great group of people.
It is an amazing group of people.
If you can get to know somebody and get in, it's a great con. Because you can like just walk up to a rando and be like, hey, you want to play a game? Sure, okay. And they're a nice person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had a bad experience at IndieCon.
So probably my favorite experience was getting to play Anachrony. With a friend of mine, and I love that game. It's time travel with resource management.
Yes, Anachrony is so cool. And here's the other thing, right? Is I'm assuming you played with Sarah. Who uh-huh. else did you play with?
It was two new guys that I hadn't met before.
And Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sarah, had you even met Sarah like in real life before?
Not really. So I've seen her and like I've seen her on Facebook because she's friends of friends and things like that.
Right. So mm-hmm. we kind of all knew her like vicariously,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Or just online, and then you get to sit
down.
Yeah,
I guess I play a game, and it was great.
Yeah,
you know? Like she, I found out she loves the game as much as I do. She does play testing for him
she is in with the Mind Clash people, and it's awesome.
It is awesome, but that was probably one of my favorite things. And then your sister's always got good picks for me. I always like anytime I go to meet Tim's sister, she's like, you gotta play this, and I'm like, now I gotta order that because it was a lot of fun, you know.
Yes,
so it's like right after we left, I ordered Cartographers, because we got to play that for the first time.
We also ordered Cartographers right away.
And then
really the Llama game we played. And that's, for us, that was like, okay, kids.
Yeah.
Like, boom. No brainer.
And then the detective game.
That Detective Club is great.
Yeah, which is a lot like Mysterium, like the artwork on the cards.
Yes.
But there's a element of bullshitting involved, which is a lot of fun.
It's amazing.
I'm not
it
sure
was amazing.
To say that, actually.
Yeah, it's all right. It's
PG-13,
all right.
We're on one.
No. But yeah, it's all bluffing, right?
It is, yeah.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I had done so badly that one round because I was
like, it's Tim. It's got to be Tim. Just like, no, I was just bad.
Just bad.
Yeah.
I had done so badly. Mm-hmm. But it was awesome. Like, it didn't care, right?
Yeah,
it
didn't matter.
So much fun playing anyways. Mm-hmm. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm. And it was cheap. It's like $30, $40.
Oh, yeah. So look up Detective Club. Strong recommend, man. Mm-hmm. That's a good, like, party family
game. Yeah, kind of
without
a cool game. Exactly.
Without it being, like, a party game, though, right?
Yeah. Because, like, there's those, like, kind of cliche party games that everybody's kind of playing. Oh, we have 10 people. We're playing Werewolf.
Okay.
You know, but we have 10 people playing Detective Club. Ooh, interesting.
Now it's
like,
Mm-hmm. When you're tired of playing just one, because
that's a great party game too.
It's one of the best.
One of the best.
But you can only go for so long before
correct.
You're like, let's get on
okay,
something
good.
Else.
Correct.
Yeah.
A little more substance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really glad you liked Cartographers as much as I did. That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
And one of my favorite things in Cartographers is when you draw the monster and you've got
to pass your map to somebody else.
Right. And then it's like you just draw the monster any way you want to draw it.
Yeah, you
right?
do whatever you want.
So, you just get creative with
it,
you know, and do goofy stuff. It was, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I would really like to, I think what I see in my future is getting some colored pencils. so that you have like your blue squares for your rivers and then like green squares for your trees and stuff like that. You know what I mean? If you really want to get really like crazy with it.
Instead of having to draw like waves or...
Right. I mean, you could shade it in. I think I would just do the lines with the... I would do the blue waves. I'd still do the waves because I'm not so late.
Blue.
Yeah. But just do it with blue and then the trees with green, you know, just to make it a little
I
colorful.
I wouldn't be able to tell
the difference. Yeah, he's... So, we got to get you those
green.
Glasses. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Like, no, Bob, that's green. I swear.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's always a great time. We were lucky... We're lucky. My sister got us in basically a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We've been going.
Oh, yeah, for IndyCon itself. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been going for years. Mm-hmm. I've made so many great friends there. And
you
always.
You got your inaugural Cthulhu Wars, like a two this time.
I played two. I played two. It's so good that other people are like, can we play? Yeah. Like, can you get another
game? You
want
to make sure they get in on it.
And Bob was an angel. He sat in because we had somebody that couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And. Bob's like, fine, I'll play.
I'll play. Because I get to play a lot. It's not like, oh, I don't want to play Cthulhu Wars. Just, I get my opportunities to play. I like to let other people who don't get the opportunity to play the chance to play.
Sure.
So, but yeah, I was pinch hitting and finally won a game.
He won his first game.
Apparently it was the second because one of the guys who played opened up his BGG and said, oh, apparently I played this 4 years ago and you did win. So I won 4 years ago.
Yeah, that might have been like Adam or something.
Yeah.
Right, but it's been so long.
It's been so long we forgot.
It's been so long.
You know, so play so many games, it's hard to keep track.
We do play a lot of games. I almost won the second game.
Almost.
I was so close.
Did Patrick win that one?
He did. He deserved it.
Yeah.
He needed it. But I told him I was not going to let him win. I tried like hell to beat him. He still beat me by like 3 points. And it was hidden victory points. It was Elder Sign tokens. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I went in and just wrecked.
With Cthulhu.
Just wrecked stuff and was like, I'm getting these points, and I'm just tearing it up. Mm-hmm. Like, I honestly feel like I did everything
as best you could have
done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just, maybe a turn too late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and enough, sometimes, I mean, like any kind of territory control kind of game, sometimes you need other people to...
Do some things. Yeah, you need the Colts to win, you need the Falcons to lose.
Right. Right. And when I play that, especially when I play with people that haven't played a lot, I really try to go, like, stay away from, well, you need to go after him, and you need to go after him.
Right.
Like, let them just
play. Let them make their own decisions.
Let them play their own game, you know. If they ask questions, or, you know, you might point out, like, well, this is happening. But I try to stay away from quarterbacking.
Right.
Because I want everybody to have a good time when we play. And I think for the most part, we do.
Yeah.
And what was really awesome is that when we played that game and you were in on that one, was when we got Chris from Colossal Games.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even really know that he was... one of the guys at the table was like, oh, hey, Chris, come over and play this game.
Yeah.
And he sat down, and he was real kind of quiet and serious when we first started playing. And it was awesome because he's getting attacked.
He attacked me right off the get-go.
He did. But he's getting attacked, and it's like, oh, you know, and I made a comment like, oh, don't worry, this is, and he's like, oh, I'm big boy.
Yeah,
I can handle it. I was like, all right, like, let's go. Because that is a game where people can get a little pouty sometimes.
Yeah, like me, I was pouty. Well, you ate all, like half my Colts in one turn.
He did, but you still won.
And it's true.
But it was awesome. We got to kind of by accident know one of the guys from Colossal Games.
And that turned into the Ruination and Mezzo.
We played Mezzo later with him. Yeah, like. And
that's why that convention is so great.
It's so great because one of the guys we were playing Detective Club with, Max Michael, right?
Yep.
So he was like a lead developer on Tammany Hall.
Yeah, which is a good game.
You know, he actually designed and created Credit Mobiler, which is a good like little train game. I mean, so we meet all kinds of people
from the industry.
Yeah, there was Adam West, not Batman Adam West, but Adam West, who's also a game designer that's there. I mean, there's all kinds of people. They're the Man vs. Meeple people, or, you know, they're always around. You can usually get a game in with them if you want to.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, there's always so much going on. It's such a good time. Mm-hmm. Giant Meeple Circus.
Oh,
that
was
fun.
That was a good one, too.
Giant Meeple Circus was a lot
of fun. I guess there's
a
smaller version of it.
Yeah, there's a regular version, which you can just get.
Uh-huh.
But the giant version was so cool.
The meeples are like this tall. They're, you know, good couple inches
they're
tall.
They're big. Yeah. And the way that the guy taught the game, when he's like, hold this meeple, you know, grab your blue meeple and
hold them
up high.
The air,
Wait, no, they don't like being in the air. Get
them on the ground.
You only score points for them when they're on the ground. Now grab your yellow meeple and hold them in the air.
That's where he wants to be.
I mean, he taught that game so well, and it was so entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And it just to, like, have weird, random kind of experiences like that.
Yeah.
And, and stuff. And we got in a game of Starfarers of Catan, which I was excited about.
One of my favorite Catan, if you've seen one of our earlier reviews.
Bob's favorite. I think it's my, I mean, it's definitely my favorite Catan.
I think Catan I won
too.
That too.
You did.
I had a good weekend.
You did. Who won Cartographers? Because I didn't. And I sure as hell didn't win Detective
Club. Was it me? I don't know. See, I'm so bad at keeping track of my stats.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's why I use the app.
I'm so bad at that. I'm like, woohoo, I won. What's next? You know?
Right. Did I win anything? Oh, I won Leaping Lemmings.
Good job.
I lost Llama.
Yeah.
Almost won Cthulhu Wars.
Did you win anything?
No. You beat me at Barrage. We played Barrage.
Yep.
We all lost Spirit Island.
We did.
I mean, we played a lot of games, though, right? Like, you're going through, it's like, boom, 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 boom. Because we played Starfarers, then we played, like, Cartographers and Giant Meeple Circus. And then we
like
played Llama. And then we played, Detective Club, right? It was like, boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Oh, we should eat. And then go eat, and then come back, boom, 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 boom.
Which brings me to another point, too. If you have a convention that's in a hotel, stay at the hotel.
Oh, yeah,
it's so much nicer. Like, you wake up, you go down in your slippers, you get some breakfast, you go play games, you go get a second breakfast, you go play more games.
Yes,
you know,
elevensies.
Yeah, elevensies. It's great. I mean, you don't have to leave from, you know.
Yeah, if you can do it, and the way we tend to do it just to mitigate costs is we just all pile into a room,
right? Yeah, I mean, I haven't slept on a couch before.
Yeah, right. And we got lucky. This
we had the two beds.
For this one, it was two beds, and there was only three of us. We have gone to conventions where there was like six of us in a room, and it's like couch bed, air mattress.
Yeah, we're tripling beds up in this bed. All right, there was like, I think there was a horror con or something we went to.
Oh, there's
the king size bed, and there were three of us in there.
Yeah. If you can
handle it, you know.
Man, I'd rather save the money and go to
the
convention.
Me too. I'd rather have more money for games than my own private space, because I'm not going to spend much time there anyway.
No, it is basically a crash pad.
It's, yep.
That's it. That is it.
That is it.
But IndieCon is an amazing experience with amazing people.
Yes.
Always see and play so many new games.
Yeah.
And then now they're like in my collection.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I think that some form of Meeple Circus is going to be on my shelf in the near future, because that was fun and light, but not party game light, but, you know, light enough. I just don't know how hard it would be with the small
ones. Some of like the trick things that you had to do at the end could be pretty difficult.
Right, because Bob had to go offhand.
No thumbs. No thumbs. Chopsticking pieces and standing them up and making things.
Right, there were lots of Lobster Boy jokes.
Yes,
right. As he was.
Yeah, well, it's a circus.
But you did. Really, I think you won Meeple Circus. You're banned.
I don't know. No more.
Until
I've been uninvited to IndieCon next year.
Right. You win too many games until you promise to bring Monumental, and then you have to come so that we can play it.
Okay.
You'll be re-invited.
That's fair. I will bring it.
But anyways, it's really awesome. I'm really grateful that we get a chance.
I'm glad we got it in before everything started happening.
Because I had said something to the wife. I was like, man, if IndieCon was just this most recent weekend, it might have been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been a bummer.
That would have been a bummer.
But anyways, that's pretty much it. It's a short episode this week. We'll come back strong and better than ever next week. But we wanted to get something out to you, talk about some games we love. Hopefully you guys get a chance. I mean, there's lots of really great games with solo modes, right? Like any Stonemaier game, basically, right? Like Viticulture, Scythe.
Yeah, most of them have an automa that you can...
Yeah.
The Anachrony automa.
Anachrony has an automa. Yeah. So there's a ton of great games that are either designed specifically to be a solo. Like, I'm going on a trip. I've got to go to training for work, so I'll be out of town for a couple of days. And some of the games that I am bringing are like Four Against Darkness, because that's basically like a solo game. I'm going to try Underwater Cities solo. I played it regular, but I'm going to try solo. I think you can play Cartographer solo, so I'm going to play Cartographer.
Oh, yeah, there did notice it.
You know,
anything co-op, you can play solo.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, so I got some games, and I'll probably duck out to my sisters and play some games with them too.
Nice.
But I brought some solo games to check out in the hotel.
Right,
one that's weird that I'm interested to see is The Reanimator. It's a co-op game.
Okay.
I really don't know anything about it other than that. I picked it up in the IndieCon flea market off of our buddy Troy.
Okay.
And he cut me a real sweet deal on it, so I barely paid anything for it, so it's perfect. But it's got like a neoprene mat, and then you build like the three-dimensional city. So you like slap together the cardboard to make like the buildings. And I think you're like busting around in the buildings while like the reanimated things are coming after you.
Interesting.
So, full report next week, I guess.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah. But anyways, guys, for the Board Game Rundown, I've been Tim.
I've been Bob.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for watching Board Game Rundown. If you liked what you saw,
give us a thumbs up.
Hit subscribe.
And definitely ring that bell.